humans are carbon-based life forms, of course. And what's amazing is how easily most humans can be convinced that carbon is a pollutant, that carbon is the enemy. They, in their own minds, they've become convinced to declare war upon their own biology. But of course, that continues with transgenderism as well. It's a war against biology. It's a war against medical science. It's a war against facts and reason to claim that men can become women or that men can get pregnant. Now, at the same time, keep in mind that this recent, five black police officers who murdered a young black man, Kylie Nichols, I believe is his name. They murdered him in Memphis. Again, black-on-black crime and cop-on-civilian crime in this case. We are told by the mainstream media that it's because of racism. Somehow, it's racism. We're told that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet, even though plants need it in order to grow. We're told that COVID-19 vaccine jabs are safe and effective, even though they're killing millions of people around the world. We're even told that money printing doesn't cause inflation, and we're told that NATO is winning the war against Russia. Of course, these are all examples of insane falsehoods that are being pushed on the population. And we are, of course, part of a fifth-generation, multi-layered war. And this war involves disinformation from the very same controllers and globalists who claim that the truth is disinformation. So, you know, if you say something that's true, that's called disinformation, while they push lies and falsehoods and claim that that's authoritative facts. Right? So that's just part of fifth generation warfare. But my main point here today in this podcast is I am shocked and appalled at how gullible people have proven to be. I'm stunned at the idiocy, the obedience, the lack of independent thought. Because over the last several years, we've seen, you know, even high IQ doctors and healthcare practitioners fall for the vaccine propaganda. We've seen, of course, Nobel Prize winning economists fall for MMT, believing that endless money printing has no consequences that are negative. It doesn't cause inflation. There are so many examples of this where otherwise high IQ people are functionally illiterate or functional morons in society because they cannot extricate their own mind from the programming of the propaganda, which really targets NPCs or what we call non-player characters, targets the oblivious masses who are incapable of thinking for themselves. But I'm shocked at what percentage of the population is effectively functionally illiterate. And right now, as I'm recording this over the weekend, we quite literally have riots in cities across America where you have people that are essentially saying, oh, black cops murdered a black man, so let's burn black businesses. I mean, that's the level of insanity that we're dealing with. But what else would you expect in a society that thinks men can get pregnant? And isn't that interesting? How many mental health professionals or psychiatrists or school teachers, counselors, administrators go along with that idea that a man can become a woman or that transgenderism is, quote, real. You can transform your gender just by saying so. Or that a six-year-old child can choose to be the opposite gender and therefore can undergo chemical castration or even surgical mutilations. And that's okay according to these brainwashed, oblivious leftists. How did they become so idiotic? And what you have to realize, folks, is that we've been living under generations of mass poisoning. Fluoride. Fluoride is huge. Fluoride dumbs people down and it makes them suggestible. Did you know that I don't consume any fluoride at all? Of course, because I don't drink city water. I don't trust municipal water. I drink rainwater. People who consume a lot of fluoride become incredibly dumbed down and malleable. And by the way, anybody just drinking tap water is not very bright, but it's a self-reinforcing feedback loop. You know, they're not bright to begin with. They drink more tap water. They get more dumbed down and more suggestible because of the fluoride. And then they drink more tap water. But it's generations of this, of poisoning people's minds with chemicals like fluoride, and also, don't forget, organophosphate, and pesticides. So much of the food supply in the Western world has been deliberately contaminated with organophosphate chemicals. Now, what do these cause? Well, they cause a dissociation of neurons in the brain. They interfere with an enzyme that's involved in neurology called acetylcholinesterase. And this causes symptoms that could be diagnosed as dementia or as Alzheimer's or low IQ. But it's just one of many poisons. So you've got fluoride, you've got pesticides, you've got herbicides like glyphosate and atrazine. And we're starting to test for atrazine, by the way, in our lab, because it's the second most common weed killer that's used in agriculture. And atrazine can be found in things like corn. And corn is found in everything. So if you have mass chemical contamination of the corn supply with atrazine, which is a gender bender chemical, it's known as a chemical castrator, it feminizes men. It causes amphibians to grow dual sex organs, by the way. And then you have people eating everything made from corn, you know, from corn tortillas and corn flakes, but also, you know, citric acid from GMO corn and maltodextrin from GMO corn and so on. Guess what you get? You get a chemically contaminated population or an intoxicated population. And there are other toxins at play here as well. So we know that flu shots, for example, many flu shots still contain thimerosal, which contains mercury, which causes essentially a neurological lobotomy on a small scale. So people who are taking flu shots are very often unwittingly participating in a heavy metals lobotomy of their brain. And so these shots burn out parts of their brain. And by the way, a lot of these vaccines also contain aluminum. It's a very common adjuvant in vaccines, various forms of aluminum. So aluminum is toxic to the brain as well. And there is no nutritive role of aluminum in the human body. In fact, your body is trying to get rid of aluminum as quickly as it can. And so are plants as well. So are animals. Everybody's trying to get rid of aluminum because it's toxic in high amounts. So the establishment comes along and injects you with aluminum and mercury and mRNA. At the same time, they're subjecting you to fluoride and organophosphate, pesticides and herbicides and chemtrails and, you know, anything else. Now, this lays the groundwork for the mass brainwashing. This suppresses cognition to the point where people will unwittingly absorb the brainwashing information that is then broadcast by CNN or published by the New York Times or the Washington Post. And thus, through pushing out propaganda and then censoring anything that might be true, such as censoring, you know, my podcast or naturalnews.com or brighteon.com or censoring Project Veritas, which is what's happening recently, or censoring, you know, any number of whistleblowers. The powers that be make sure that the oblivious masses never encounter truth, because the oblivious masses don't trust anything unless it comes from CNN or the New York Times or the Washington Post. And as long as the establishment controls the information in those locations, then they know that they will be able to dictate what people hear and read and see and think. And this is how they're able to convince something like more than half of America to take these mRNA jabs that are killing people, have probably already killed over 1 million Americans and counting. Now, what's fascinating about this fifth generation warfare, which is really, this warfare is being carried out in the cognitive space. This is about the powers that be building artificial realities and projecting those realities into the minds of the people, whoever they can control, so that those people believe all these false things, you know, like transgenderism and vaccines being good and, you know, NATO beating Russia and all these other things. What's interesting about that is that the very people who are victims of this warfare, do not realize there's a war even taking place. It's quite astonishing, the construction of the matrix around them, the artificial reality, the artificial world of fake news pushed by mainstream media. It's so compelling and convincing to people that they don't realize that they are being exterminated physically, biologically. They are being literally mass murdered. And yet they believe they're doing the right thing and they don't realize they're under attack. So they will never know that the nations of the world have kill quotas, for example, for depopulation, at least the Western nations do. They will never know that the food supply is deliberately laced with, you know, brain-damaging chemicals. They will never know that each booster shot of the mRNA will destroy their immune system progressively until they die. They will never know these things because they will never have contact with truthful information. And this also underscores the importance of the so-called fact-checkers, most of which are funded by George Soros. The job of the fact-checkers is to create doubt about truth, so that if anybody were to happen to encounter something that is true, like, oh my God, look at this Pfizer executive admitting to gain-of-function research on camera, well, the fact-checkers come along and say, no, you didn't see what you just saw. You didn't hear what you heard. They will reframe everything. If Joe Biden said that, he didn't mean it. And if he did mean it, then it's not really true. And if it is true, then Trump did it first. Or, you know, it's just on and on and on. These are mind games, but they serve a very important strategic role in the cognitive space, the battlefield of mind games, which is what's really playing out right now. And so the only way to defeat this system is to maintain a very strong presence of mind, clarity of mind. This is one of the reasons, by the way, why I encourage others to follow the same habits I'll mention here. I don't intake mind-altering substances. I don't smoke cigarettes for nicotine. I don't do drugs. I don't use recreational drugs or I don't use painkillers. I don't do anything that could alter mental function. I don't drink alcohol, you know, none of these things. Because any cloudiness of your mind will make you more vulnerable to the cognitive warfare. The clouds of confusion that are being deliberately sown by the establishment are more effective on people who have, you know, cloudier minds, let's say. So maintaining your mental clarity and that focus is absolutely crucial to navigating all of this and, frankly, to saving your life and not being exterminated. Because think about who said no to the vaccine. Those were people who had clarity of mind, people who knew not to trust the government. And what's interesting to me about this is that there were a lot of conservatives and Republicans who trusted Trump. And even though they didn't trust Big Pharma, they trusted Trump. And so they took the vaccine because of Trump. So they followed the cult of personality of Trump himself. And in doing so, they made a tragic mistake that has already killed many people. It's a very important lesson. And never have a cult-like following of an individual. Never let your belief in one person take you away from your own mental acuity, your own judgment and wisdom. Because there are efforts out there to, you know, exterminate you, and there are many people, both Republicans and Democrats, who are on board with that effort one way or another. So maintain your presence of mind, and I also encourage you, think about nutritional supplements and good dietary habits, foods and superfoods that maintain your cognitive function. What are the things that, you know, boost cognition? You know, there's a reason why every day I drink a smoothie that contains turmeric and also some powdered cacao herb with theobromine in it, for example. You know, there's a reason why I have high omega-3 oil intake. There's a reason why I don't eat partially hydrogenated, you know, trans fat oils, cheap seed oils, canola oil, soy, corn oil, vegetable oil, Crisco, you know, any of these vegetable shortenings or margarines. I eat straight up real butter, not margarine. there's a reason. And the reason is I'm protecting my brain and my heart and my liver and pancreas and all the organs. I'm protecting them with my food choices. And I do spirulina and chlorella a little bit. And I do resveratrol and, of course, vitamins C and D and zinc and quercetin and bromelain and all kinds of other things. But each one has a strategic choice behind it in order to protect my brain and my body so that I can maintain a functional defensive shield against the propaganda machine and the mass poisoning, the chemical exposure, all the things we mentioned earlier, the fluoride and so on. Oh, and yes, I do take iodine, also forgot to mention that. But I maintain a defensive shield so that I can function and think and be able to reject the lies, the agendas, the absurdities, the insanities, the wokeism and all that nonsense. So again, this is a battle in the mental space. And if you don't protect your mind, you will lose this fight. And the best way to protect your mind, at least I should say a foundation way, is good nutrition. But then you also, of course, have to stay informed and reject propaganda and learn to think for yourself and have courage and don't be swept into, you know, popular social movements that are insane, like transgenderism, just because other people are jumping on board the same insanity. So it takes a lot of practice and training to be your own thinker. But the reward is you get to live. You get to survive this vaccine holocaust. You get to make it through the insanity that's already with us. And if you're interested in nutrition and superfoods and lab-tested, certified organic supplements and foods that we test for heavy metals, by the way, so you don't get lead contamination or arsenic or mercury or cadmium, then go to healthrangerstore.com, because we do the most strict testing of foods and supplements and superfoods of any body in the world, period. Nobody tests as much as we do with the strict limits that we have. And we also test for aflatoxins as well as glyphosate, and we're adding atrazine. We do the heavy metals and nutritive minerals as well, plus E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count as well. So we do more testing than anybody. You're going to get clean foods, superfoods, and supplements from us. HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for your support. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can follow more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com and also read my articles at NaturalNews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.